There have been many studies published that indicate using computer-generated cephalometric analyses generally give you the same information as a traditional manual tracing and measurement. But does it really save time? And what about all those fancy advanced features available when digitizing on the computer, like zoom, brightness and contrast, sharpening? Do they improve the reliability of the analysis? These questions and several others are answered by a study done in Sweden, published in the December 2010 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics. The study is called A Comparison of Hand Tracing and Cephalometric Analysis Computer Programs with and Without Advanced Features, Accuracy and Time Demands. The authors started by soliciting many different software vendors to allow testing of their product under controlled conditions. Five companies from Europe and Japan donated software for testing. The names are available in the article. Then 30 random, de-identified digital lateral cephalograms were selected from subjects that had undergone orthodontic treatment. And these images were also printed on film so that a traditional film image was available. A single investigator then traced and measured all 30 films in a conventional way using tracing acetate and a protractor. The measurements from the hand tracing acted as the controls, or the gold standard. These same 30 images were then analyzed using the five different software programs, once using the basic feature set, and a second time using advanced features such as zoom, brightness and contrast adjustment, and sharpness control. The computer analyses were repeated a second time, at least a month later, to check reproducibility. The time required to make all the measurements was recorded. A comparison was made between the gold standard hand tracing measurements and the measurements from the computer programs. Of the 23 common cephalometric measurements studied, 20 showed good agreement with the manual tracing measurements with either the basic or advanced feature set. The lower incisor to NB measurement showed better agreement when using the advanced features. Two measurements, the Witz analysis and lower incisor to apigonian, showed poorer agreement with either the basic or advanced features. There was little difference between any of the software products. From a time standpoint, it took about 2.5 minutes to complete a computer analysis using the basic features, about 5 minutes if advanced features were used, and about 15 minutes to do a manual tracing and measurement. I think the important take-home messages from this study were, 1. Computer cephalometric analysis generally gives the same result as manual tracing in much less time. 2. The advanced features like zoom, brightness and contrast adjustment, and sharpening add to the time required, but generally don't add to the reliability. And 3. Be careful of the Witz analysis done on a computer. It's difficult to locate the functional occlusal plane properly. There are a huge number of details that appear in the paper that I didn't have time to review with you. You can find these, along with the entire text, in the December 2010 European Journal of Orthodontics.